You are listening to Day 18 of the 30 Days of Audioboo.
Here's your host, Albert Hathazi.
Hi there, guys. How are you? Welcome to Day 17. Heck, I don't know. Did I say Day 18? Well, I meant Day 17 of the 30 Days of Audioboo. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the equipment I have and what I'm using. And what I did today, I fooled around, I put a little bit of my singing equipment into the mix here. So let me start by my main piece of equipment. I have a Mackie 1202, VLZ3 mixing board. It's a very cool mixer, 12 channels, and it's got two auxiliary inputs, which is very important for the things I'm doing. And into that, I have plugged a compressor limiter gate by Behringer. It is a, let me lift this, it's a model MDX 4600 compressor limiter gate. Gives you a little bit of more punch to your voice and also helps you keep it from over-modulating the signal so it doesn't clip. Now, what I did put into the system today was my Elasis NanoVerb, which is a reverb unit I use for singing. Now, let me show you what that's like when I turn it on. I have to turn up my Master Auxiliary 1 about halfway, and now I'm going to send some reverb into the channel, and you get to hear a little bit of a caveman sound. Hello, anybody home? But I use this when I sing, and the more I turn this auxiliary one knob up, the more of an effect I have. And I use a setting on the reverb unit called Plate 2. And that's probably the best for singing. I've tried several different other ones. It's also a reverb unit more for, or that can be used for guitars and other instruments as well. It has some delay effects. I'm not really going to fool around. Let me just try with the delay. Let's see what happens. I think this is the delay. Hello? Hello? Test one. Get this right. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
So I could set how fast or how far the delay could be. So if I turn it down a little bit, you get this multiple session here. But like I said, I use it at the Plate 2 settings around here, and I got a really good sound for my singing. Anyway, I wanted to talk about that. Whoops. The other thing I do is I have these Griffin I mics, and they're USB adapters that you plug into computers that you gives you a line out and a line in, and you could do so much with that, especially when you're bringing in Skype conversations. I could bring in my sound effects from any computer that's plugged into. That's what I do here when I do this. Oh yeah, and I wanted to use a sound effect, and I haven't had a chance yet. That's what I was going to use in between segments, but I haven't had a chance to do it yet. Had a really interesting day today because I planned to do an interview today, but it didn't come through because of some emergency. Nothing serious, but some things that got in the way of my guests, and we couldn't record the interview today, so it might have to be held off till next week. So tomorrow I'm going to come up with the show outline for my solo second edition podcast. So come on by for that. That's going to wrap it up today, folks. I got roughly about 25 seconds left, and I'm going to bring you out with a little bit of a cool, funky tune. Again, if you do get a chance, go by thelocalmethod.com. Check out the site. You can subscribe to the podcast from there. And follow me on Twitter, Albert Hathazi on Twitter. Until then, folks, hope you have a cool day, and I'll catch you next time.